Hi, I'm Reverend Jim Harden. This is Proof of Life. Follow me on your favorite podcast platforms, as well as my Newsmax column at Harden's Hard Truths. February 14th, Valentine's Day. A complaint was filed against the U.S. government, specifically the FBI, for failing to investigate sex trafficking crimes and national, international Jeffrey Epstein sex crime syndicate, despite multiple FBI complaints that were filed, as well as known crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein himself for sex trafficking of minors. This is a fascinating turn of events. 14 Jane Does, and we're calling them Jane Does. These are actual women who were trafficked as minors, potentially a lot of them were trafficked as minors, most of them from New York State, and they were shipped all over the country, apparently. And on January 18th, I stood in front of the Capitol building at a press conference. I was invited to speak by multiple congressmen, and I demanded for people to know or to start to investigate the what appears to be an obvious reality. That is, there's serial sex crime cover-ups going on within the abortion industry. And while Jeffrey Epstein's sex crime syndicate, international sex crime syndicate, based in New York City, is apparent to all, what they're not saying is which abortionists were the abortionists that are being used by the Epstein crime syndicate to cover up the effects of the sex crimes, which is pregnancy. We know, based on recent exposés, that the abortion industry has been engaged in serial sex crime cover-ups. We have whistleblowers coming out of Arizona. we've got other organizations that have done investigations on sex crime cover-ups. Other journalists, investigative journalists like Kevin Sherlock, Carol Novelli. You've got a recent one coming out of, I can't remember the name of the organization. They did videos. I was the Veritas Foundation, Veritas, something like that. And that this was just recently published of Planned Parenthood workers essentially telling ostensibly sex handlers, sex crime handlers, the abusers, the traffickers, how to get abortions for minors without being identified as sex traffickers. And then what do you do? How do you keep making money off of your product if the product is compromised, for a few weeks after having had an abortion? Absolutely disgusting. This is a massive problem all throughout the country. Hundreds of thousands of women and girls are being trafficked all over this country, and I've been saying for I don't know how long that the abortion industry is complicit with the sex crime. Sex trafficking industry. They are one and the same. It's a multi-billion dollar international complex. And now you've got 14 Jane Does filing a lawsuit against the FBI for failing to do their duty in investigating the crimes that they knew were occurring. and I'm thinking to myself, well, the attorneys are looking for cash. They're looking for cash. But if you look at there's $650 million in the Jeffrey Epstein estate. It's a pool of money, and by the way, it should all be distributed to every last penny should be distributed to these victims, these sex crime victims. But what's absent in this complaint that was filed on Valentine's Day is the other crimes and the other conspirators. This is a conspiracy to violate federal law, racketeering, triple damages. We're talking about JPMorgan Chase, We're talking about Jeffrey Epstein's associates, and we know who they are. We're talking about the abortion industry, finding out from these Jane Does, did you ever become pregnant, and were you ever forced to get an abortion? And who gave you those abortions? Because it's illegal to not report. I mean, in New York, your medical providers are mandated reporters for sexual abuse. Why weren't those reported? Well, we've got a pattern of cover-ups, sex crime cover-ups in the abortion industry. Why isn't the FBI investigating sex crime cover-ups in the abortion industry, like in Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood provides 40% of all abortions in America. It's the largest abortion business on the planet. Why aren't they being investigated? When instead, you've got pro-abortion politicians that are rabid pro-abortion extremists passing laws and engaging, activist judges and activist lawyers to attack pro-life people and pro-life organizations trying to shut down pro-life pregnancy centers. There's a bill that was passed and signed by Governor Kathy Hochul in New York 6 days after we were firebombed by pro-abortion domestic terrorists. Okay? She signed a bill to investigate us. 6 days. And while she was at the press conference signing this bill into law, she referred to pro-lifers as Neanderthals. She infrahumanized us. She referred to us as subhuman. Which is exactly what we're saying is happening by the abortion industry and pro-abortion politicians and pro-abortion activists and extremists are the ones dehumanizing through abortion. You want to dehumanize the people that are trying to protect all people equally? Pro-abortion people, I mean, are absolutely extreme, but they don't care about abortion. This is not about abortion for them. They care about what abortion gives them. Abortion gives them absolute power. And absolute power is defined as the ability to decide who lives and who dies. That's godlike power. And if you can, if America continues to give tacit approval to government agencies and elected officials to decide which humans qualify for protection under the law and which ones don't, you're next for disqualification. Are you depressed? Are you disabled? Are you disfavored? It sounds dystopian, and it is. And it's not new. It's just a return to the atheistic, secular, Marxist, communistic efforts that created the bloodiest century in the history of mankind, the 20th century. Stalin, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Hitler. Tens of millions of people were starved, experimented on, and killed because of these anti-Christian, atheistic, communist, Marxist regimes that thought that they could build a godless utopia. You just have to exterminate a significant percentage of the population. It's all about the population control is not new, by the way. It's been going on for decades. And it's all based on Malthusian economics, which is based on Darwinian evolutionary theory. It's dehumanizing, treating humans like just another, really smart animal. And we represent just, complex biochemical reactions, nothing more. We are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable. This is the only basis for a free, democratic, constitutional rule of law. So I think we need the attorneys representing sex traffic victims, Jane Doe's 1 through 14, etc., to maybe even not just add defendants, but possibly consider a class action lawsuit against the abortion industry and the associates, including racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy. Violations of the Mann Act, transporting women across state lines to cover up sex crimes. These are things that have to be done. And the reason I say all this and the reason I know all this is because we're considering I think it would be a good idea for us to file a lawsuit against the FBI too. I've been talking to our attorneys about this. The FBI has abdicated, and I've been saying this for over a year, the FBI has abdicated their duty to investigate, their oath-bound duty to investigate domestic terror crime against pro-lifers. It has happened over 300 times in the last 2 years. Where are the Dawn SWAT raids against these pro-abortion Antifa domestic terrorists who are pro-abortion, transgender, eco-terrorists that have the same tactics as Hamas terrorists, fourth generation warfare? They even use the same black bloc dress code. They're supported by mid-level people in at universities and junior colleges. Why isn't this coming out? You got Roy Chowdhury, who was a firebomber for Madison, Wisconsin pro-life group on Mother's Day 2022. James Revenge pro-abortion terrorist group took responsibility for it, and they said that they gave pregnancy centers an ultimatum, 30 days, shut down or else. 30 days came, and Compass Care's Buffalo medical office, pro-life medical office in Buffalo, was firebombed. James Revenge took responsibility for that too. They're saying they're the same people. Roy Chowdhury had accomplices. Yet the FBI is not investigating those accomplices. And Roy Chowdhury is a PhD biochemist with a really good, well-paying job, and parents who are highly educated with a name that suggests that he's from the upper class caste system in India. Lots of money. And yet he's being given a lighter sentence. He got a lighter charge, and he's supposed to get a light sentence from this Obama appointee, district court judge, in Wisconsin. It's just a big head scratcher when you look at this case and you think, well, who's paying for his defense? He doesn't have a public defender. He's getting private defense, and do you know who's funding his private defense, despite the fact that he's got all this money, or potentially this, and a lot of education? A federal judiciary grant is funding his very expensive private defense. This federal judiciary grant is designed specifically to provide funding for poor people who are accused of crimes. Where? What? How? Okay. How is this man being treated with kid gloves while you get pro-lifers all over the country being attacked, and they have to pay for their own defense, and they're being attacked by the DOJ. I mean, it looks like the DOJ and the judiciary is actually helping Roy Chowdhury, why? Because he's on the side of the Biden administration's narrative. Meanwhile, the pro-lifers are on the opposite side. So, good luck getting any money to fund them and their defense, and they're being sent to jail. They're being sent to jail, and I think Trump and everybody else who's running for president needs to say to the DOJ and Merrick Garland, I am going to pardon all of these peaceful pro-lifers who are being unconstitutionally indicted and I believe sent to jail illegally. I think you've got activist judges appointed by Biden and Obama who are and Clinton, who are sending these people to federal prison for years on end with $250,000 fines or higher. It's persecution of pro-life Christians. And more of that is going to come if we don't see a change in or a shift in the way pro-life representatives are running for office. We need a thorough investigation of the Department of Justice, a thorough investigation of the FBI. We need to restrict funding or suspend funding to the FBI until an investigation can be completed as to the politicization of both the FBI and the DOJ. More to come on that. For more information, or to follow me on all your favorite podcast platforms, as well as social media, and as well as my Newsmax column at Hardin's Hard Truths. Like and comment, subscribe. All complaints can be sent to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Suite LGBTQ, zip code 00666. Please write them in crayon. Thank you. God bless.